Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, January the 30th, 2023, last Monday in the month of January. And I got to tell you, during the, 15 minutes past the hour, during the break there, I got to see the plaques that we will have on Thursday. Well, phone call already. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Thought I just opened up the paper, and it said that coccus is they're only allowed to breed and sell, not display. Put them on exhibit.
Right. That was my understanding.
And they listed his things, and then it says down here, how are they harassing the groundhog and noisy crowd? Wouldn't they be quiet?
You know, I have not been to a Groundhog Day in probably 15 years, so I mean, the crowd is kind of, they're loud. I mean, they cheer when they get the prediction.
Well, yeah, then, but I thought the groundhog was way away from the people, and so if they can't do that, well, then the tall grass trail or anybody trying to display a bird or any kind of animal like that that's out in the wild, it would make them all nervous, so they can't display any.
Well, no, I think if you have an exhibitor's license, you can display, because you understand what needs to go into doing that. And I also think that, again, the problem here, and again, I'm not saying that they shouldn't use the groundhog. I don't want people to think, I'm just giving their case. I think PETA's case is that they're shining big lights on it, because it's 7:30 in the morning and it's dark out, and they're shining big lights and they're getting a big crowd around it, and the crowd is kind of noisy. I mean, it's a celebration, and that doesn't happen in the wild. I mean, you don't take wild animals. If you're displaying a wild animal for educational purposes, you don't shine lights on it and bring a big crowd around. And also, I think the problem is that this is not a real thing. The groundhog can't really tell the weather anyway. And I think that's their problem as well, that this is phony anyway, so why not just use a fake groundhog?
Yeah, I think it says the Pennsylvania Dutch, I think, years and years ago, I don't know how, they predicted the weather that way. To me, no, if it's wild and anybody, you don't have to be loud or noisy. There would be a wild animal would be nervous anyway. It's just people were close up to it. I mean, anybody knows that, but I didn't know if they yelled for it to come out or they just quietly waited for it to come out. I thought it was just in like some kind of a pen that was built or like a doghouse or something, and it'd either come in, you know, go out or whatever. Because I don't know how they do that.
You know, they've pulled it out of there before. I honestly don't know. I have not been in a long time, but that parking lot's not very big, so people are not that far away from the groundhog. There's no way.
Is it up by the steps? Is it up by the steps, or?
You know, they've built stages in the past. I don't know how they do it anymore, to be honest. You'd have to talk to somebody who's been there recently. I haven't been there in quite a while.
Yeah, but they've got a lot of land there, and, you know, and they could put a sign up, be quiet or something, but and stuff. But I didn't know if they made noises for it to come out or how they were harassing that stuff.
No, but I...
Any wild animal is going to be nervous.
People are on microphones because they're in front of a crowd. So, I mean, it's going to be loud.
Aww.
It's broadcast on the radio.
Oh, I didn't know all that. Well, it'll be to see if all the other ones, it was listed about five, if they have theirs or not or what. But So I just wanted to tell you that because I'm.
Hey, I tell you.
With it, and I. Huh?
James Anderson is listening to our show right now, and he just sent me a message and said it's in a cage. James, if you're out there listening, how close is it to the crowd? That's a question we want to know. And is it noisy there? James goes every year, so he would know the answers to these. And he's listening right now.
Well, he can handle it. He can bring one.
Well, I don't know if he's got an exhibitor's license. I don't know. If he does, I hope they just do whatever makes them happy. But it's in a cage, and but I don't know how close it is to the crowd, and I don't know how it's pretty close to the crowd. He said, and yes,
so they
do use
care of all that stuff. If they've got these lights, they could put it way back, and they could be in the parking lot, and they could put it clear out towards Williamsport Road or something. They got a large lawn there.
And
you could put it way out.
And I think
it wouldn't even be that close.
And I think James is also saying that it is loud out there, which you would expect. I mean, there are microphones. There's people. Probably about 150, 200 people show up. It's not a big parking lot.
Oh, I didn't know that many came and stuff.
So what is your opinion? Based on everything you know now, should they use a real groundhog, do you think?
Well, I think they could really fix it where if the lights and stuff, I mean, they wouldn't have, if it's like at 7 o'clock, they wouldn't have to put the lights till about that time. They could do a lot of different stuff, but to me, it's that loud and stuff, but to me, when you display any animal that's from the wild, a deer or anything, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be scared, any animal is. So it's just at the groundhog and noisy. You don't have to be noisy for them to be scared of you.
So according to the paper at this point, they're going to have a representative, but that's not definitive. They still could have a real groundhog. Is that right?
Let's see. Where did it say representative? I read it before. It said something about representative. They're probably trying to decide what to do. I'm trying to find that.
Well, if they need any help, they can call me. I mean, we'll do... I will help them in any way. They might not want my help.
You can take your groundhog up there.
Well, you know what? Honestly, we don't need our groundhog till after 8. So if that's what they would need, if somebody from WMRN would call me, I certainly would be glad to send our groundhog down there if they're in a pinch. I think you help people and, you know, do what you want.
Now, it says here, representatives of Buckeye Festival present his forecast at 7:40 a.m. on Thursday. But some places said representatives. I think they're trying to decide because they know if they don't use the groundhog, it's not going to be anything. Not really, I don't think.
You know, here's the thing. This is Charlie Evers' legacy, and I would do anything for him. So if they need any help, all they got to do is ask, and we will help them in any way they like.
Well, because they've had that walk since 79, 40-some years, and nothing... as far as I know, ever happened. So
well,
maybe other people will call in and give their opinion.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Do you have an opinion on the groundhog? And we thank James Anderson, the naturalist, for calling in Friday and also giving his opinions or just filling us in on some of the information about this whole groundhog situation. I just don't want to see picketers. You know, I just, maybe there won't be, and I hope there won't be. But, you know, I'll tell you what happens when picketers show up. They usually are peaceful in the beginning. And the picketers are usually peaceful throughout. But then people get angry because the picketers are there, and they start to say things to the picketers. And then the picketers get angry, and it turns into a whole big folderol that you really don't need. And then the cops have to come, and who needs that? You know, that's just not something you need. Does anybody have an opinion on the groundhog? 740-751-4038. All right. Now, what I wanted to say when we were coming back from break there was, we're getting a groundhog opinion here. We'll come back to this. Remind me, there is something I do want to say here. I will eventually get to it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that groundhog's a wild animal, but it's not right out of the wild. You know what I'm saying? It's used to being around people.
Oh, really?
That company isn't going out, you know, a couple hours before they need to groundhog and get one out of the hole.
So what's your feeling on the whole thing? PETA and...
I think they're making a big deal out of nothing.
Well, do you think this really came down to the people who were supplying it did not have the proper licenses?
Oh, well, that sure helped them, you know, have a problem with it. Whether they would have still had a problem with it or not, I don't know. But
well, I do want to let people know, by the way, who have internet access, that James Anderson's telling me, who's out there listening, that they will be doing a Facebook Live on the Tallgrass Trail page at 7:30 on Groundhog Morning. So if people want to watch what's going to happen down there, they can watch it on the Tallgrass Trail Facebook page at 7:30. I don't know. You know, I just don't... It's complicated because, as James said, you know, putting the lights on the groundhog and having all those people there who are kind of loud and, you know, that is harmful, makes the groundhog nervous. And a few years ago, apparently the groundhog was really aggressive because of that, and James had to calm it down. So... You know, I don't think PETA is out to do something harmful here, and I don't think WMRN is out to do something harmful.
Nobody's out to do anything harmful, but anytime you want to use an animal, you know, in a certain situation, you know, they balk.
Yeah, but
so they would rather not have people using dogs to hunt.
Well, see, I think that's different because I think here's the big problem, and I don't want to speak for PETA, and I don't want to speak for WMRN. God knows we got our own problems. But here's what I think is going on here. I think one of the problems, number one, is a groundhog's a wild animal. It's not a domestic animal like a dog. It's not an animal that people hunt for food. I'm sure people do eat groundhog, but you're not supposed to. You know, it's not one of those animals. And
what about when the zoo brings animals in, you know, if you watch the news, you know, Channel 10, you know, one day a week or so, you know, the zoo shows up with a representative, and they bring, you know, animals into...
Well, and I think, now here's where I think a big difference comes in. I think that the zoo does have a license to exhibit. And I have heard of zoos being fined in the past if they don't keep that animal properly kept. And I think that's an issue here. And I also think an issue is it's the tradition. The reason we're doing this is not to educate people about the groundhog. What we're doing is having the groundhog predict the weather, which is not a real thing. So I think that's a sticking point for people, you know?
Sometimes, you know, we don't give animals credit, too. A while back, there was a kid that fell into a gorilla exhibit. And the one gorilla kept the others away from it.
You know what I think could solve this whole thing?
So, you know, they came in and got the kid, you know?
You know what? I don't want to tell people how to solve their problems. But here's how I think they could solve this problem. If they really want a groundhog, find somebody who can exhibit groundhogs. And then here's how you get rid of these PETA people. Before you pull the groundhog out and do the weather thing, educate people on the groundhog. Like, give 7 or 8 facts. How long do groundhogs live? Where do groundhogs come from? How many groundhogs are in Ohio? You know, make it a teaching moment before you do the weather thing. And then I don't know how PETA could have a problem with it. I don't know because you're allowed to exhibit wild animals, but I think their problem is that this is a phony thing and nobody's really getting any knowledge out of this.
Back years ago, they used wild animals a lot in exhibits. You know, Thomas Edison, he was using elephants and electrocuting them.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure they'd throw him out.
AC power.
Pete'd have him in jail today.
Yeah.
No, I think Yes, and James agrees with me. This is what should happen. And I think Charlie would appreciate this, because Charlie was an animal lover. Give some facts. Give about 10 knowledgeable facts to that crowd about the groundhog, and then give the prediction. And then that's it. Fine. We educated some people. It wasn't just about the weather, which, you know, it's just folklore. So let's give people some facts. Let's make it a learning experience. And then we can still do our prediction. That doesn't take but a few seconds. You know, that's what they should do. And I think that would get PETA off their back. And this wouldn't have happened.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Tune in Thursday. Heaven knows we'll have a report. And our big groundhog.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. Do you have any thoughts on this whole groundhog mess? And again, who knows what they'll do? I just hope it comes off okay. That's all I care about. Whatever they do, it comes off okay, and there's no fault or all, and no problem. Heaven knows we don't need problems. 740-751-4038. But I do believe that if you did a little bit of education there about the groundhog, and you had somebody who had a license to exhibit, I think it might not be such a big deal. Then the tradition can go on. Then everybody will be happy, and that's that. If anybody has any opinions on that, you can give me a buzz. And again, I've got my own problems, so I'm not trying to solve other people's problems here, but that's just what I would do. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on this. Now, what I wanted to say about our Groundhog Day celebration, which, by the way, James Anderson will be at our celebration as well, 8:15 until 10 on Thursday morning. I just saw the plaques that Bob Welsh has gotten for us. And I'll tell you, they are some nice plaques. Now, seeing these plaques, I'm going to have to talk to Bob about what we're going to do with these plaques, because I think I have an idea. Now, I know we were going to present one to the winner of the Groundhog Trivia, but maybe we'll just give that person a prize, because I have an interesting idea for the plaques. Now, I'll run it by Bob, because they're Bob's plaques, and we'll see how that goes. And now, you know, the people who have to try the groundhog pizza. Now, hopefully Mary Ellen will try the groundhog pizza. James Anderson will try the groundhog pizza. Who's ever in the groundhog suit will try the groundhog pizza. And if we have pieces left, I'm sure people who are there can have a little taste of the groundhog pizza. But that's what will be going on Thursday morning. Don't miss that for love nor money. And on Wednesday, we'll be doing groundhog trivia from 8:15 until 10. So that's our hopefully pension to educate people about the groundhog. 740-751-4038. If you got an opinion on any of this, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. One of the big questions here is, if they don't end up getting a groundhog, does it mean as much to people? I don't know if it will or not. I don't know who the representative will be. This is interesting. James Anderson letting me know here. He has made squirrel pizza in high school. So I guess groundhog pizza won't be that different for him. Aye, aye, aye. What a thing. This is our second year for the groundhog pizza, by the way. It's just fun event. Hopefully we'll have fun. And the weather looks like it's going to be cooperative. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be no snow, no rain at this point. Hopefully that holds out. And again, 25 minutes left in the program today, 740-751-4038. Okay, what else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, you know, I still have not run into Ruben. Now, I told you last week that Ruben was one of our longtime listeners here, and he did not realize that we had switched over to digital. And a week and a day ago, I ran into him, and I told him how to get us on the digital. And he said he would do that. Now, Ruben, I hope you're out there listening, and maybe I just haven't run into you since you made the switch over, because he was a devoted listener to us each and every morning, as well as Ernie Brees, and I hope Ernie is still out there with us as well. If either one of them's out there listening and they'd like to call in, feel free. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, the Harding dog collar, speaking of animals, there's another story. The Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar, still remains stolen 11 years later. Now, last Monday, a week ago today, we had Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan on, and he told us that if somebody returns the dog collar, they will collect the $5,000 reward, and they will not be prosecuted, and Police Chief Jay McDonald has said he will not ask any questions. No charges will be pressed. So, let's see that dog collar come back. All you got to do is bring it to the radio station or call the radio station, email us, Facebook us, however you want to do it. Let us know you have the dog collar. You give it to us. If we can verify that indeed it is the real dog collar, we will give you $5,000. How about that? That's like a big tax refund. All right. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Oh, you know, yesterday I was working, and somebody spilled a bottle of wine. And one of the young kids, who's I think he's a sophomore at Pleasant, had to clean up this wine. And apparently he got all sticky. And he's a sports star. You know, he plays basketball and football, and there's another sport that he plays. But you know what I was thinking about? This kid who had to clean up this wine really did wine. So it kind of went together. You know, wine, had to clean up the wine. I know, bad jokes on a Monday morning. But Christian did download the TuneIn app, so maybe he's out there listening this morning. Okay, well, we did the Bengals loss. We did the wine spill. We did the dog collar. We talked about Ruben. We talked about the Groundhog Day. Well, you know, Friday, Abby did not make it in. We do have about four or five, maybe six questions that have been submitted. Now, she's going to do an advice section on the show every Friday at 12:15, just giving advice like old Dear Abby used to do. Now, you can submit those questions on Facebook or email, scott@wwgh1071.com. And we will ask those questions of Abby every Friday at 12:15. Maybe we'll get that started this week. Last week we did not get it started, but we did get your questions. So enjoy that as it goes on. Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions on anything? That's pretty well my agenda this morning. The Bengals, Groundhog Day, advice column with Abby, the wine with Christian, the whole bit with Buckeye Chuck and PETA. Who would have ever thought that? That is so bizarre to me. Abby says she'll try to be there this week. Good. So we'll get these advice questions answered from 12:15 to 1 on Friday. You know, that'll be fun because, you know, advice is very subjective from person to person. And, you know, I think it'll be entertaining. I saw the questions last week, and I thought they were good. So if you want to submit any more questions, we'll do that segment every Friday, 740-383-9944, or Facebook them, or email them, or however you want to do it. Or give me a call this morning if anything's on your mind. We've had good participation this morning so far. 740-751-4038. You know, my bottom line question on this whole groundhog thing is if they do have a representative for the groundhog. Who's that going to be? And I mean, are they just guessing as to what the prediction is? I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. Now, ours certainly is not scientific, in which a groundhog, person dressed in a groundhog suit will be picking a piece of pizza. That's how we're going to get our groundhog prediction. I don't think PETA can pick at us for that. I think we might actually be in the clear on this one. But does it mean as much if a person comes out there and just tells you this is what the groundhog had to say? I don't know. 740-751-4038. Okay. Or if there's anything else going on in the world that's on your mind that you want to talk about this morning. We're always glad to hear what's on your mind. That's for sure. Now, here's something. We did a family feud last week. We started a family feud category. And somehow, I was not marking the answers off. So, we're going to try this again here this morning. We got 20 minutes left. Now, there are 6 answers here. And, if you gave the answers before, give them again, because I, for some reason, did not mark these off. The category is, tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. You remember this category? All right, here comes a call. Let's take the call, and then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Hey, saw those plaques. Those look great.
Yeah, I've been listening to the show today and thought you should get an advanced look at what's coming your way.
You know, it's very exciting because I was looking at those plaques and I know we have talked about giving them to the winners, but I'll tell you, the one plaque, you know, that would be nice just to hang right there in the studio as a commemorative.
Well, I think we could maybe duplicate that.
Well, and the other one, I think would be interesting, if we, I don't want to say it on the air yet, but I have an idea for that as well, the other one, because I think there's something we could, with all this controversy swirling around this, I think there's something we could do with that as well.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't know what you had planned as a prize for the, person who guesses who's in the groundhog suit.
You know, I'm not sure yet. It will probably be some kind of food. I mean, we do have the food prizes. Yeah. Would it be difficult at this late date to duplicate those two plaques or one of them? Or what would be the easiest thing to do at this point?
Well, I'll have to call my son here to see if he can run off a second groundhog bust.
Yeah. If
it took about 24 hours, but he might be able to do that. I might have to bribe him with some... dinner or something.
Well, if he can, that'd be great, because I think it'd be great to present those to the people, you know, the person who guesses the groundhog and also the person who gets the trivia right. But I also think there are two, one as a commemorative for the studio, but the other one, I think there's something we could do with that with all this controversy that would be a lot of fun.
Well, I'll see what we can run off here.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on Buckeye Chuck as time has gone on here and the whole PETA thing?
Well, I think the tradition should continue living, and we should be overcome a little bit of protesting there.
Do you think if we did a little bit of education, they would back off of this?
I think so. I think, and I've never been to any of the ceremonies, but you would think that there'd be some education there about the groundhogs and their prevalence throughout the U.S. and Canada.
I just think it'd be interesting because I think one of their problems, now that I look at this, is that I think because it is not a real weather predictor, and I think the fact that they're doing this as a show is what really irritates them, because I think they, you know, we show wild animals, but we do it for educational purposes. That's how you get an exhibitor's license. And I think that's what's really, chucking them off here, as they say.
Well, we don't want to chuck them off.
No, we don't want to chuck them off. Heaven forbid. But, yeah.
Maybe,
we'll,
you know, maybe the head of PETA can come down to our event there and have some groundhog feed them and give a little speech as to what they want to do.
Well, I think we should have the, certainly we'll invite the protesters down, because nothing like a good protest.
Yeah, well, they could come down and get the picture taken with Warren Groundhog Harding there.
Wouldn't that be, you know, somebody should go down there, you know, before we start and just swing by and say, hey, listen, come on up the road and get your picture taken with Warren Groundhog Harding and have a little piece of pizza.
Well, that sounds like a job for Buckeye Guy. You know, he could lean out one window and have the groundhog leaning out the other window and just wave everybody and bring him on down.
Well, he certainly has a voice on him. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about that, yes.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you later.
All right. Well, hey, maybe more things developing as the week goes on. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-751-4038. Hey, you never know. Maybe Abby will show up that morning and we can get her advice on groundhogs. Oh, mercy. It's going to be a day. Okay. Oh, we had the thing start here. Okay. If you have anything else you wanted to... See, if I knew what I was doing, if I'd show up to rehearsal every morning, I'd know what I was doing here. We were doing a Family Feud thing, weren't we? Okay. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. We've got six answers here. The first thing you'd do... Or the first thing you would buy for your home if you won $20,000. That's the question. Go ahead, caller.
One of the answers was furniture.
Yes, I believe that's right. Let me see here. Where was it? Yes, living room furniture was number three on the list. You got it.
Yeah, I guessed appliances, but that wasn't there. Okay.
Yep. Well, I don't think appliances is here. Appliances is not on the list. There's something close to appliances on the list, but not appliances. The category again... Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Now, we do have living room furniture. But what are the other five answers? Now, again, we started this last week, but we had to restart it because I did not mark off the answers. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, remodel the kitchen or the bathroom.
Yes, remodeling the kitchen is number two on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remodeling the kitchen, number two on the list, to be sure. All right, here, I think we got another call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I had guessed the refrigerator for the appliances, but I'll say a washer and dryer because the refrigerator wasn't there.
Not a refrigerator or a washer or dryer, but good guesses.
Okay.
All right, tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. We've got a new kitchen and living room furniture. But still four answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Four big answers left to go. A new kitchen and living room furniture are on the list. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say central air.
No central air on the list. Central air does not make the list here this morning. The first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. 740-751-4038. So far, we've got a new kitchen, living room furniture. Still four answers left. The number one answer, by the way, is still on the list. How about that? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
A new TV.
New TV, number one on the list. You got it. New TV clocks in at number one on the list. All right, we got another call coming here. Oh, that person, if that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. New TV was number one. New kitchen was number two. Living room furniture was number three. We still have three answers left to go, and whoever that was, give us a buzz back. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Still three answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Three answers left to go. Well, the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000, number one was a new television. Then we had a new kitchen. Then we had living room furniture. Go ahead, caller.
How about new carpeting?
New carpet, number four on the list. You got it. New carpeting shows up at number four on the list today. Well, now we're down to 10 minutes and two answers. First thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, you're not going to have all this nice stuff that not have system.
A what?
Security system.
No security system on the list.
Wow.
I know, no security system on the list. How about that? Unbelievable, as the Buckeye guy would say. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that call. All right, well, if that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. First thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say those solar panels.
No solar panels. No solar panels on the list here today. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. 9 minutes left to go. We've got a new television, a new kitchen, living room furniture, new carpet. Two answers left to go. Security system was not on the list, unfortunately. What are the remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour here. 8 minutes left to go and two answers. Who's got them today? Go ahead, caller.
About a new roof on your house.
Not a new roof. Good guess. Not a new roof on your house, but not a bad guess at all. Tell me the first thing you'd do if you won $20,000. Go ahead, caller. Buy for your home.
I'm going to say a new bathroom.
Not a new bathroom. No new bathrooms on the list here today. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. New TV was number one. New kitchen was number two. Living room furniture was number three. And new carpet was number four. Still got two answers left to go here. What are they? 53 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a new microwave.
Not a new microwave. A new microwave. Not on the list today. The first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. First thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Two answers left to go. Number five and number six on the list. Remember, we've got a new TV, a new kitchen, living room furniture, new carpet. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Has anybody said washer and dryer?
No washer and dryer, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. No washer and dryer, but not a bad guess to be sure at all. All right, here. Go ahead, caller.
Does the furniture include a new bedroom suit?
It does not. A new bed is number 5 on the list. You got it.
Oh, I took it would. Okay.
All right. A new bed shows up at number 5 on the list. So now we've got 5 of the 6 answers. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. We've got a new TV, a new kitchen, living room furniture, a new carpet, and a new bed. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 5 minutes left to go and one big answer left on the list. What would it be? You know, when we get down to the final answer, that's the real difficult portion of the program here. Okay, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I'd buy new windows.
Not a new window, but a good guess. Not a new window, but not a bad guess. The first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. One answer left to go. Go ahead, caller.
What about a stereo?
Not a stereo.
Okay.
Not a stereo, but not a bad answer at all either. The answers are coming in now. Who's going to be the final person today to get a right answer? Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. New TV, new kitchen, living room furniture, new carpet, new bed. One answer. Go ahead, caller.
Is there a recliner in the furniture?
No recliner on the list.
Okay.
No recliners on the list here today. Boy, who's got our final answer? Something you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. Go ahead, caller.
Lawnmower.
Not a lawnmower, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Not a lawnmower, but not a bad guess at all. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. New TV, new kitchen, living room furniture, new carpet, new bed. One answer left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about the children's bed?
No children's bed. No children's bed on the list today. One answer eluding us here today. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. All right, maybe this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
A roof?
Not a roof. Good guess, though. Not a roof, but not a bad answer at all in this category. Tell me the first thing you'd buy for your home if you won $20,000. New TV, new kitchen, living room furniture, new carpet, new bed. One answer left. You know, it's kind of a confusing answer. Go ahead, caller.
Let's do new paint. Paint the house inside.
Not new paint, but a good guess. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. We've talked about a new roof, and we've talked about new paint. Well, let's say you got $20,000. I'm not sure this would be in today's money, but instead of getting new paint and a new roof, what might you get? Go ahead, caller.
New fencing?
Not new fencing. Good guess. Not new fencing. Let's say, what would you, and if you didn't want to redo your roof and you didn't want to put new paint on the place, what might you just do? Go ahead, caller.
Siding.
Not new siding. Good guess. Not new siding, but not a bad guess. We're down to the final minute here. All right, let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say new siding.
Not new siding. Let's again, not a new roof, not new siding, not new paint. If you got $20,000, you just might go out and buy a whole new what? 30 seconds left to go. 740-751-4038. Well, remember, I'll be back tomorrow, 8:15 until 10 a.m. Great participation today. I appreciate it out there. Is anybody going to slip in with 15 seconds left to go and finish this category out? 740-751-4038. Well, everybody think on it, I guess, because for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you pu-